Excuse me?
4340?
No, 6340. Sorry, guys, for keeping you waiting. I appreciate you waiting on me. Just talking with some of our players about kind of how we do things here in Minnesota and just how about our way of doing things and what we expect in terms of expectations. And we're still building that. We're still building the foundation to win football games. And we want this to be the model of the NFL. And to be that, you have to build a firm foundation. You have to go through sometimes some growing pains, which we are right now. You don't want it. But to build something solid, sometimes you have to go with that. It's no different from raising your kids, building a family, building a top-notch organization. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
What's your message to them then? I saw you talking to Brian mm-hmm. and Jamarca for quite a while.
Yeah, that we have a way of doing things here in Minnesota, that we have our way here in Minnesota is to work hard, is to do the right things, is to practice hard, to run to the ball, to be on the details. And it doesn't just come by saying it. You have to do it. And you don't want to go through growing pains in terms of losing ball games. But when you do lose, you don't just say, hey, we're going to find a different way of go outside your core values. You want to stick with what you're doing if you truly believe in that. And you want to keep grinding away, because there are negative voices out there to say, hey, do something else, fix something else. Other people can fix it, or other people outside the organization can make it better. And that's not the case. We believe that we have the right people. We have the right system. You just have to keep plugging away. And if you really believe that, and we do, iron down and be more detailed than what you were. It's sometimes it's called death by inches. When you don't do things right and you don't really see the results until later on, but we want to make sure that we again we tighten down the details and even be more focused than we were.
Is there something you'd say to newcomers as opposed to guys that have been here for several years?
Not necessarily. Well, several years. This is just my second year, and with the guys, my second year with the defense, not even 2 years. And so that's what I believe in terms of how you get things done. It's tough to build a sustainable organization that wins on a consistent basis. So when you do that, sometimes you go through some growing pains, and you have to make sure that you stick to what you believe, because the easy way out, or the way that the human nature is to say, you know what, take the easy way out, take the fast way out. And so I just want to let the guys know that we're going to stick to what we believe in. And you have to, sometimes you have to hear that over and over and over again until it becomes a part of you.
Not working.
Well, if it's not working, that means you figure out if it's the reason maybe why it's not working. And then you stick to, again, you stick to what you do. It's I have children, and I know our guys aren't children, but it takes solid, keep doing, keep sticking to it, keep going, keep grinding. And at some point, you're going to find out that the rock is going to break. It is going to break for you. You are going to see results. You may not see results right now in terms of wins, but guys are improving. They are getting better. I know the NFL, it's a matter of, hey, the wins are really what counts, but sometimes the wins cover up a multitude of sins or stinks, and you got to keep grinding.
How tough is it to stick with that in a results-oriented league like you're talking about, when you know it's a week-to-week thing, jobs are on the line, if people don't perform? How tough is it to stick with what you believe in that way?
Well, it's not like there are quick fixes that you can bring in 11 Pro Bowl players and just say, you know what, we believe that we have the right guys here. Our front office does an amazing job of bringing in good players. Leslie Frazier does an amazing job of, and Rick Spielman, of evaluating talent, evaluating character. And this is the time when that character shows through. For a lot of teams, if they were 1-6, you wouldn't see the guys playing hard out there on the football field. Our guys are playing playing extremely hard. We just, in some cases, need to play smarter in some cases. And so with that, we just, again, keep grinding at it, keep working at it.
Is there something specific that happened in this last game or in the last couple practices that has you talking to those guys? And
no.
I guess why now and why those two?
Nope. It just happened to be that you guys were here and you saw me talking to them. That's it. I believe in constant communication. That's the one thing I may not seem boisterous on the sideline or when you see me at practice, but I do believe in communication. I do believe in talking about each day. I talk with the players so that to keep the pulse of the team. So, nope, that's something that I do all the time.
Do you feel like guys are kind of getting away from something or maybe just kind of searching for answers that you have to reinforce that now?
Nope. It's one thing that you reinforce all the time because guys go home, they have wives, they read the paper, they look at the news, and you have all these voices that say, hey, they're different ways of doing things. So I do know that it's something that you continue to reinforce even when you're winning. And that's something that even last year that we reinforced, but it just wasn't a major deal. It wasn't a big deal because you're winning ball games. Because even when you're winning, sometimes guys think, you know what, I have a different way of doing something so I can even get more sacks or more interceptions or more tackles. And you say, nope, we have a core value of winning. We have a core value of the way we do things, and that's how you win championships.
What's been your message to your secondary? Obviously, you have some young guys there, and the results are not, you know, what they want. I mean, what's kind of been the common theme that you're telling those guys?
Same thing, not to work outside the scope of the defense, because sometimes when you're maybe not getting the interceptions, you're not playing as well as you think you should or as well as what your work in the offseason is producing. You're thinking, well, you know what? I need to do more. I need to go over here and make up for someone else. And my message is, don't do that. Again, be more detailed. And if we tackle better, if we run to the ball more, if we execute our assignments better, that the results will be better. And so that's one thing that we continue to reinforce, that with the new guys maybe that haven't played a lot of football with us, that it to do your assignment will be good enough for us to win. And that's all we need to do.
Hey, Xavier, is he playing aggressive enough? Is he playing within the scheme? Is he how are his instincts developed? You know, where would you assess all of that right now?
Aggressive enough, yes, but he's still learning. He's still learning the NFL football game. I think there are going to be times when you'll see him. He knows exactly what to do. He diagnoses the play and he goes. And there was one tackle that he had on the ball game. I said that was a grown man tackle. That was, I think, a second down and 13 when he hit a guy and diagnosed the play and went fast. And then there were some other plays where he's kind of thinking, well, the formation and what does this formation say and what is my assignment to do on this play. And he may not move quite as fast. So right now he's about 50-50 with playing extremely fast and playing less fast than he should. So what we're seeing, though, is that some people do not see is that the percentage that he's playing fast and like we want to is going up.
You're talking about the play in front of the sideline?
In front of our sideline.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who did he get on that? Do you remember?
Excuse me?
Who did he get on that? Was it a receiver?
I'm not sure which receiver. Yeah. But I'm not sure which. But it was exactly like diagnosed, run, played exactly like we wanted to. And you're saying, man, we just need to do more of that. And that's what Coach Woods and I and everyone reinforces, more of that.
How did Chris and Jamarco look today with their injuries?
I don't know. They're walking around. It's tough to say how they are. I usually don't try to diagnose a guy. I just wait for Shug to tell me, hey, they're ready or they're not. And when they're ready, I welcome them in and say, hey, let's go. And if they're not, we just say, hey, we wait till they get healthy.
I always
prepare if they're not ready until they say they are. Or so until they say that, hey, they're ready to go, I just wait and I make sure I prepare the next guy that's in line. Again, guys, sorry for being late. I appreciate it.